Nolte, Majority Rate Media Coronavirus Coverage Negatively. By John Nolte on July 26, 2021. Rasmussen reports poll shows a majority of voters have a negative opinion of the media's coronavirus coverage. When asked, how do you rate the media coverage of the ongoing coronavirus crisis? 52% said fair, 23% to poor, 29%. Only 42% rated the coverage as excellent, 14% or good, 28%. This is a drop from December. The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that just 14% of American adults rate media coverage of the ongoing coronavirus crisis excellent, and another 28% rate the media's COVID-19 coverage good, Rasmussen noted. That's a decline in approval from December, when 50% rated the media's coverage of the pandemic excellent or good. The number who say the media is doing a poor job remained the same at 29%. Voters were split evenly, 44% to 44%, on the question of whether the media have exaggerated the coronavirus threat. The media did a little better on the question of, do you think the media are reporting accurately about the safety and effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines, with 46% saying yes and 38% saying no. But still, the media was not able to get over 50% on that crucial number. After 5+ years of this, Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. President Michael Avenatti. The Covington KK kids hoax. Hands up, don't shoot. George Zimmerman. Mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter riots. The Russia collusion hoax. Antifa stormed the beaches on D-Day. Cuomo, DNY, king of coronavirus competence. The clearing of Lafayette Square hoax. The lab leak theory has been debunked hoax. The Russians are behind Hunter's laptop hoax. The Russian bounty hoax. The Capitol police officer killed with the fire extinguisher hoax. The very fine people hoax. Men can magically transform into women. And on and on and on. Why would anyone believe anything the corporate media say about anything? The media are dedicated to lying to us, dedicated to terrifying us, dedicated to fear porn, and keeping us locked down with a dirty piece of cloth strapped across our face. But the corporate media are now in a spot where they no longer have a bottleneck on what information the public receives. Alternative media is every bit as powerful as the corporate media. And we are remaining powerful even as the corporate media use their billions of corporate dollars to blacklist alternative media and voices. If alternative media was responsible for as many lies as the ones listed above, we'd have no credibility. But they are the liars, they keep lying and getting caught, and their influence is almost as non-existent as their credibility.